We have, through the season of Advent, been looking at the famous Christmas carols, the ones that we have loved for many years, and looking at the history of those carols, but more importantly, looking at the lessons that the hymn writer wanted us to glean from their words and their composition. I couldn't think of a better one tonight than Silent Night. Here's just a brief reflection on this beautiful old carol. Europe in the early 1800s was a place of great war and turmoil and upheaval. Even after the Napoleonic Wars had officially ended in 1815, its effects continued to ring on in that continent for a long time. The year 1816 was one in which national and municipal boundaries and borders were divided, they were changed, and they were reset. Areas such as the Principality of Salzburg, which had long been an ecclesiastical province of the church, were now under national authority and had become secularized. Many industries and trades that certain communities depended upon were decimated by the war, and they just never recovered. It spun the economies of many countries into economic depression. It was in the midst of this very troubling time, and in one of those small little communities, in a small town, where an assistant pastor and an Austrian Catholic priest penned the words to the poem that would one day echo through time and space. On December the 24th, 1818, in the little village of Oberdorf in Austria, the whole town was preparing for its Christmas service, which was the absolute highlight of the year. But Father Joseph Moore was worried. The chapel organ was broken. It seems that the local river there had flooded and it ruined the organ, causing heavy damage to it. And heavy snowfall, kept the repairman from the next village from being able to get there to repair the organ. On a sad side note, the original church building that Moore served in has since been destroyed by those repeated floods. It was finally rebuilt as the Silent Night Chapel. That's right. Without the organ, the Christmas service would therefore be devoid of everyone's beloved Christmas music. But you know, God always has a plan. And it was into these circumstances, it seems, that for months, Father Moyer had wanted to write a new song for Christmas. But the words, they eluded him. And as he sat at his desk pondering once again what to write, he saw someone struggling through the snow towards his small little cabin. He opened the door and there was a woman there who explained to him that a family from over the mountain had asked that he come and bless their firstborn child that had just been born. So the priest bundled himself up and he made his way through the snow on foot. Upon his arrival, he saw the most beautiful scene. There lay the new mother in her bed, smiling as she and the father were looking down into the little wooden crib beside the bed that held their newborn son. Well, the priest admired the baby and, as requested, of course, blessed him and his parents. It was then, as he trudged home through that silent snow, he thought of how that family reminded him of the same scene in Bethlehem centuries before on that very first Christmas night. The words of the song just came pouring in as joy filled Moore's heart. As he arrived home, he immediately sat down and began to write out the words. And that morning, he asked his friend Franz Gruber to compose the tune for this song. And the little congregation at Oberdorf that evening heard Silent Night for the first time. Gruber accompanied Moyer as they both sang Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. You know, over the years, the original manuscript was lost, and Moyer was forgotten as the composer of those words. And Gruber, though, however, was known to be the composer, and many people assumed that the melody that he used was composed by some famous composer. And so over the many years, it was attributed to Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven. However, I couldn't realize this was so recent. However, a manuscript was discovered in 1995 in Moyer's own handwriting. It's dated by researchers to 1820. It states that Moyer wrote the words in 1816, and it was assigned to, when he was assigned to the church he was serving in Austria. Those notes also show that the music was composed by Gruber in 1818. And this is the earliest manuscript that exists of this particular hymn. However, as charming and as beautiful as these words are and how deeply they touch us, that night that these words refer to was anything but silent and calm. On that night, Luke records for us that a multitude of the heavenly hosts praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth among people with whom he is well pleased." That doesn't sound too silent to me. This is actually a similar cry to the people when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. They cried out in grace. You see, silence is not the usual response to the revelation of God's presence among us. In the book of Revelation, the heavenly host and all those who stand before the throne sing a similar praise. On that night, the message spoken first through the prophets for hundreds of years and now spoken to the angels, to a group of shepherds. The message is still spoken in God's word to his people today. And the message has three actions to it. And this is it. There's good news for all people. And that includes you and I. Secondly, the long-awaited Savior has come. The Savior that Israel had long desired. And thirdly, here is how you will find him. The shepherd found where the, or shepherds found Jesus where the angel had said he would be in the manger in Bethlehem. You can find him where he is always present, knocking on the door of your heart, waiting for you to let him in. And I added one more. Finally, Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 9, 6-7, the nature of the one that we are celebrating, whose birth we are celebrating tonight on this Christmas Eve. Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will no end. Silent Night is an absolutely beautiful hymn, no argument for me. But the truth of that sacred night in Bethlehem is, it's really nothing to be silent about.